Today's Amud is Yevamos Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Hanitan ala shivcha v'nishtachra. Let's say a person, there's rumors about him, someone was kilu tying him, somebody, there were claims against him that he had an illicit relationship with the shivcha, who's halachically considered like a non-Jew with regards to marriage, and there were claims against him that he had an illicit relationship with the shivcha, and afterwards, v'nishtachra, lemaisa, afterwards she was freed, and now she's already a full-fledged Jew. Or a similar case, there were rumors about a person that he had a relationship with a Gaya, and now that Gaya is already converted. The halacha is that even though now the person is technically eligible for marriage to him, the halacha is that Hareza lo yichnais, he's not allowed to marry her, being that there were rumors against him that he was together with them while they were in a state that they were usher to him. So now even after they convert, even after the shivcha is freed, he's not allowed to marry her, and we'll see more about this in the Gemara. It says the Mishnah that even though it's aser for him to marry her, v'imkanas ein maitzi in miyadai lamaisa, if they do get married, we do not force them to get divorced, we do not force them to separate. However, says the Mishnah, that hanitan al eshes ish, somebody who there's rumors about him that he was together with another married woman, with an eshes ish, so then v'haitziuha, and the woman ends up getting divorced from her first husband, v'haitziuha mitachas yadai, she gets divorced from her first husband, afal pisha kanas yaitzi, so then the halacha is that even after the fact, if this man who has rumors against him that he was together with this eshes ish, if he gets together with her, if he gets married, even after the fact, we're going to make him separate. We're going to make him get divorced for being married to this lady who there's rumors about him that he was together with her while she was an Eshes Ish. So now says the Gemara, going to the Reisha, so we said if a man, there's rumors against him that he was together with a woman when she was a Goya, and now she converted. So the halacha is that he's not allowed to marry her l'chatchila, but b'dieved, so we don't make them get divorced. L'maisa makes it seem like from the Mishnah that it's only him that has the issue. We don't allow him to marry her l'chatchila, but someone else, another Yid, is allowed to marry her even l'chatchila. Even though it seems that why did she convert? The story seems very fishy. The story makes it seem, if you're following the story, it definitely seems like she was converting just to marry him. So she was converting with an ulterior motive. It wasn't lishma. She wasn't converting because she loved Judaism. She was converting because she wanted to marry this man. And yet it seems from the Mishnah that the only issue with this conversion is that this man is not allowed to l'chatchila marry her. So says the Gemara, Hagiyiris mi'ahavya. It makes it seem like from the Mishnah that the Geiris itself is completely kosher. And if another man would want to marry her, it would be completely mutter. Another man is 100% allowed to marry her. This man, who there were rumors about him being together with her when she was a Goya, so he, l'chatchila, is not allowed to marry her. But it's mashma someone else can marry her, even l'chatchila. The Geiris itself is 100% valid. We have no sfeikus about the Geiris. However, ask the Gemara Ramini, is that really true that Geiris with an ulterior motive is a kasher a Geiris? But there were many, we learned in the Braisa that Echad Ishin is Geir L'Shem Isha, whether you have a man who converts for marriage to marry a Jewish woman, Ve'echad Ishin is Geir L'Shem Ish, or you have a non-Jewish woman who converts in order to marry a Jewish man, Ve'chein Mishin is Geir L'Shem Shulchan Malachim, or if you have a person who he converts in order to benefit from the king's table, it's going to help him get in with the king, or L'shem Avdei Shlomo, or it's because he's going to get into Shlomo Melech's army, he's going to have a certain status, people will be scared of him, all these different ulterior motives. The halacha is that Einon Geirim, they're not, their Geiris is not valid, their Geiris is not kosher. Divrei Reb Nechemya, that's the sheet of Reb Nechemya, that the Geiris for all these purposes, it makes it that the whole Geiris does not work. Shaya Reb Nechemya, Aimer Reb Nechemya would say that Echad Geiri Arayos, whether it comes to someone who converts because he was scared about lions attacking, and Echad Geiri Chalaimais, a person who converted because someone had a dream and told him, oh, in my dream you're supposed to convert, and he went ahead and he converted. Ve'echad Geiri Mordechai Ve'Esther, somebody who converted during the days of Mordechai and Esther, when that was like the in thing to do, that was the popular thing to do. So then the halacha is that Einan Geirin, In all these cases where the conversion is not being done lishma, so the conversion is invalid, unless they convert nowadays. So the Gemara just explains, what does it mean, the only time you could convert is nowadays, it has to be in times like ours. In times like ours, where it's not the popular thing to be Jewish, the world hates us, that's when you're allowed to become a Jew. That's when we accept Gerim. But otherwise, we don't accept Gerim. So if someone converts for an ulterior motive, the Gerus is possible. And if so, ask the Gemara, how could the Mishnah say that when you have this lady, who it seems very clear that she converted only for marriage, that the only issur is for this man to marry her, but that someone else is allowed to marry her? It sounds like from the Mishnah that someone else is allowed to marry her, that the Gerus is valid. How is the Gerus valid? It was Gerus that was done l'shem Ishus. So says the Gemara, Ha'itmar Allah, was said about this Braisa from Nechemiah, that Amr Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmei de Rav, the halacha was said in the name of Rav, that halacha kedivrei Omer kulam geirim heim, that the halacha does not follow Reb Nechemya. The halacha is that in all these cases the geirus is kosher. So since the geirus is kosher, that's why our Mishnah says that it's only this person who's a chadchila not allowed to marry her, but someone else could theoretically marry her, because the geirus is kosher. We don't paskin like Reb Nechemya. Well, ask the Gemara, Yachi, if so, if the geirus is just is kosher, so then the chadchila nami. So then this person, even the person who had rumors about him, he should be allowed to marry her even the chadchila. Meaning, Tosfos explains that Bishlama, if we paskin like Reb Nechemya, that geirus for an ulterior motive is not kosher, so then I would understand that he's not allowed to marry her because the geirus was done for an ulterior motive. So he's not allowed to marry her because, or at least it seems like it was done for an ulterior motive. But b'diavad, if they got married, so we wouldn't make them get divorced because maybe the geirus is kosher. It's not like we're confident it was bad, but it seems very fishy. It seems like it was bad. So then I would understand this person's halacha that he's l'chadchila not supposed to marry her because the geirus seems very questionable. But b'diavad, if he married her, so we're not going to make him get divorced. But if you're telling me that the halacha doesn't follow Reb Nechemya, if you're telling me that the halacha is that the geirus is 100% kosher, so then it should be even mutter l'chadchila for this man to marry her. This man who had the rumors about him, he should be able to marry her even l'chadchila. So says the Gemara, no, because Misham Durabasi. The reason why we don't allow him lechatchila to marry her is because of an idea that Rav Asi told us about. Rav Asi told us, it's really a pasuk, but he expressed it in this context, that Haser Mimcha Akshus Ikshus Peh Ulizus Vasayim. That a person basically is supposed to live his life in a way that he doesn't leave room for other people to speak badly about him. And if a person would, if this person who there's rumors about him, that he was already together with this lady, if he would go ahead and marry her after she converts, so that's going to be giving strength to the rumors. The way Rashi explains, it's really machlokes rishayim what the pshat in the Gemara here is. The way Rashi explains is that if this person who has the rumors about him, that he was together with her while she was a Gaya, if he would go ahead and marry her, so then that would just be mechazik the rumors, that the rumors are true, that he was together with her. It already looks fishy. There's rumors about him that he was together with this woman, and now she converts and he marries her. That makes it seem like those rumors were really not just rumors, like they were true. So he's really going to be causing people to speak badly about him by going ahead and marrying her. Because of that, that's why, at least l'chadchila, we do not allow him to marry her. Now from Rashi, and we'll have to save this for a different time, but it does seem like from Rashi that let's say everybody knew that he was together with her. Let's say it was no secret. Sometimes you might have that. Someone who wasn't religious at the time, and he was together with a Gaya, and maybe he was even secularly married to her. So everybody knows that they were together. It's not a rumor. So then L'chayra would seem that if, let's say, because he's Chayzer B'tshuva, and then he realizes he can't be with a Gaya, so now she converts. So she converts to marry him, and now they want to get married. So l'chayre, it would seem that it would be mutter for them to get married. What's the whole iser l'chadchila of marrying her? Is only because of lezus fasayim. It's only because you're gonna be mechazik the rumors. Rashi says you're gonna be mechazik the rumors that, oh, maybe it was true. But in this case, you're not being mechazik any rumors. It's not rumors. It's a fact. Everybody knows that they were together beforehand. And if so, l'chayre, it would seem like from Rashi that in such a case it would be mutter for them to to get married. The issue is that other Rishonim, the Rashba, brings Lahedya from a Tesefta, that there's a Tesefta that says that's Mefurish, that even in a case where it's Vada, that they were together, so they're still not allowed to get married. After she converts, they're still not allowed to get married. And the Rashba explains, because the Lazus of Asayim over here in our case is not the way Rashi explains. Rather, the problem of the rumors over here is not about the fact that you're going to be Mechazik, the rumors that they were together when she was a Gaya. The rumors over here that you're going to cause is the rumors are going to be that the whole conversion was L'shem Ishas, that the conversion was just for marriage. If you go ahead, if this man who has rumors about him, if he goes ahead and marries her, he's going to make rumors that the whole Geiris was really just being done for lo lishma reasons. It was just being done L'shem Znus, and that's the Lazus Fasayim that's applicable in our Gemara. And if so, it doesn't make a difference if it's confirmed that they were together when she was a Gaya, if it's just rumors that they were together. The Maisa, this is going to be a topic, Yemir Tzashem, for Thursday night share. We'll discuss this idea of getting married, Geiris L'Shem Ishas. But just for now, so the Gemara says the reason why we don't lechatchila, even though the Geiris is kasher, we paskin nalik Reb Nechemia, we paskin that the Geiris of such a case, that the Geiris is kasher, even though it was done for an ulterior reason, it's not lechatchila. The Rambam is clear that we don't lechatchila accept the Ger who's coming to convert for ulterior reasons, but l'maisa b'di'eved, the Geiris is 100% kasher, nalik Reb Nechemia, who says it's pasul, even though we paskin that the Geiris is kosher, we still do not allow this man to marry her lechatchila because of Lazus Fasayim. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that Ein Mekavlin Geirim Limaisa Mashiach. Another halacha, also similar idea, is that we're not Mekavl Geirim during the times of Mashiach. And Kiyotzi Bay, a similar idea, is that like Kiblu Geirim Leibi Mei David Leibi Mei Shlomo. That during the times of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, so they weren't Mekavl Geirim, those were like the best times for the Yidden, and so, and of course, Limaisa Mashiach doesn't get better than that, so during these types of times, we do not accept Geirim. And Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mikra, what's the Makar? How do we know this idea? Because the Pasuk says, Hein Gar Yager, the Ger is going to convert. You know when the Ger could convert? When it's Efes Me'aisi, when you're nothing from me, when you're down in the dirt, when you're in Galus, that's when someone could come ahead, that's when someone could go ahead and convert. Me Gar Itach, you know who's gonna be a Ger with you? The one who is a Ger with you, and the one who converted when you were down, Me Gar Itach, the one who was a Ger with you while you were down, so Alayich Yipol, he's going to remain with you, Lasid Lavai. But if he didn't convert now, so then Liasid Lavai, he's not going to be able to convert. B'maisa Mashiach, he won't be able to convert. That's the Makar for the Din that was stated in the Braisa before. So that's it when it comes to the Gemara's discussion for the Reisha of the Mishnah, for the case of Nitan al HaShivcha or an Avedes Kechavim. Now the Gemara moves on to the Seif of the Mishnah. The Seif of the Mishnah had said that HaNitan al Eshes Ish, that a person who there was rumors about him that he was together with an Eshes Ish, so even if she gets divorced from her husband, this man that is the potential Bayol, this man that there was rumors about him that he was together with this Eshes Ish, so he's not allowed to marry her. And even if they get married, even b'di'eva, we make them get divorced. So Amar Rav, Rav commented on our Mishnah, and Rav said that the case of our Mishnah is specifically talking about the case ube'edim, where there was edim that saw that they had this illicit relationship. There's edim that saw that they had, that this man was together with this Eshes Ish, and that's why we made them get divorced, and being that there's edim, so that's why we don't allow them to get married. But if there was just rumors, so then we do allow them to get married. It's only if the rumors are confirmed. It's only if we mamish have edim, so that's when we say that this man is not allowed to marry the woman that he's suspected of being with. But if it's just rumors, so rumors, we're not going to make them get divorced. However, when Rav Sheshes heard about this, so I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said about his Rebbe Rav. Now, I wouldn't recommend saying what Rav Sheshes says about anyone's Rebbe, but Rav Sheshes said about his Rebbe that Amina, that I said to myself, that Kinayim v'shachiv Rav Amar l'hayishmaitza. The Rav must have been sleeping when he said over that halacha, meaning he said that Rav got it totally wrong. Rav, who said that this halacha of our Mishnah is only true when there's Eidim, but if there's just rumors, we don't make them get divorced, so Rav must have been sleeping when he said said that. Now, it's a very shocking thing for a person to say about his Rebbe, to say that he said over that halacha when he was sleeping. He must have, meaning he really got it wrong. So I saw the Chavis Yair in the Tshuva in Siman Kufnan Beis, where he explains many of these such lines. So the Chavis Yair over there says that really he was saying a compliment. He was saying that his Rebbe always says the best things, and the fact that over here Rav Sheshes is about to bring a brisa, Rav Sheshes has a brisa where it's, that seems to be against Rav, so Rav Sheshes said about Rav that, oh, he must have been sleeping when he said that, meaning to say that that's not something he would have ever said when he was really focusing, because it's Pashat that he's wrong in this case, and therefore he was saying that, oh, he must have been sleeping when he said that, he didn't really mean it. That's the way the Chavis Yair is miyashiv what Rav Sheshes said. Al Derech Zeh, I saw the Minchas Elazar in his Sefer Divrei Torah in Chelek Dalid and Ois Reish Tazayin. So he explains this line from Rav Sheshes based on a famous ma'isa with the Arizal, that there was a Talmud of the Arizal who went to visit the Arizal one Shabbos afternoon, and he saw that the Arizal was sleeping, and he saw that the Arizal's lips were moving. So the Talmud went, like any good Talmud, and he wanted to go hear what the Rebbe was saying. So he started leaning in to hear what the Arizal was saying, what was his lips uttering, and he bends down, he gets close to the Arizal, and boom, he by mistake wakes up the Arizal. He wakes up the Arizal from a Shabbos afternoon nap. So the Arizal says to his Talmud, what were you doing? What are you doing? So he says, oh, I saw your lips were moving, I wanted to hear the Torah you were saying. So the Arizal said to him, he said, you should know that in my dreams, and in my dream just now, he said, in my nap just now, it would take me, I think the number he said was 80 years. He said that even if I would speak for 80 years straight, I wouldn't be able to even give over to you, even just like a chelek of what was just taught to me just now in my nap about the chamar, about Bilam's chamar, about Bilam's donkey. He says, I wouldn't be able to give it all over to you, even if I spoke for 80 years straight. That's what the Arizal said to his Talmud. So Derech Zeh says the Minchas Elazar that what Rav Sheshes was saying about Rav is that he learns in his sleep, and that's when he learns his Sisrei Torah. Especially some say that Rav was Rav Abba, the author of the Zayar, the one who Rav Shimon Bar Yochai appointed to write down the Zayar was Rav Abba. Some say that Rav was Rav Abba. And so Rav Sheshes was saying about Rav that this is something he must have said in his sleep, like this is Sisrei Torah, but we have to go up Pipshat, and we have a Braisa which seems to say not like Rav, we have a Braisa which says that even by rumors we make them get divorced, even if there's no Edim. So Al Kopanim, so what's the Braisa? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says like this, Hanitan al Eshes Ish, if someone's accused of being together with an Eshes Ish, V'haitzi Uha al Yadai, and so they make them, and they get divorced, she gets divorced from her first husband, and then she goes ahead and she marries another man, not her first husband, not the man who was accused of being together with her. She goes ahead and she marries another man, and she gets divorced from that man as well. So she got divorced from her first husband, and now she gets divorced from another husband. So then the halacha is, says the Braisa, even though now she already married someone else, or now that she married someone else, so im. Now that she married someone else, so now if this person who was accused about being with her, this man who was accused that he had a relationship with her while she was an Ishes Ish, now if he wants to marry her, so he's still not allowed to do that lechatchila, but b'di'eved, if he married her, so we won't make them get divorced. The reason why in this case things are more light is because in this case she already got married to someone else. If really she was just getting divorced and really she had a relationship with this man, she wouldn't have gone ahead and married someone else in the middle. So the fact that she married someone else in the middle makes it less bad. And Mamela, we're still not going to allow the accused have marry her lechatchila, but at least b'di'eved, after the fact, if they get married, so we're not going to make them get divorced. That's what the Braisa says. Now we have to think about it. What's the case of the Braisa? There's Edom, there's no Edom, what's the case? So says Rav Sheshes like this. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Edi'ika Edom, if we're discussing a case where there's Edom, that the potential Bayal, that he wasn't just a potential Bayal, he was a for sure Bayal, we have Edom that he was Mezanin with this Eishas Ish, so then Ki'asa Achir V'afsakei Lekala, my Havi. So then what does it help that someone else comes in the middle and makes the rumors die down because she goes ahead and marries someone else? Why does that help? There's Edom that saw, that say that this man was together with her. If we have Edom, so then he's not allowed to marry her. Even if he was Kanas, even if after the fact, if they got married, Avada, we would make them get divorced. It's completely awesome for them to be together. Elulav Deleka Edom. Elamai, it must be that the case of the Braisa is discussing a case where there's no Edom. It was just the rumors. And yet, what do you see? Utaima, the only reason why we allow this man, the accused Baal, the only reason why we allow him to stay married to her after the fact is the Asa Acher Va'afsake L'Kala. It's only because there was someone else in the middle who married the woman. Ha'lav ha'chi, but if there was no middleman, so then Mafkina, we would make them get divorced. And we're talking about a case where there's no Edom. So you see that even when it's just rumors, even when there's no Edom, even when it's just rumors, even if it's just rumors, we still make them get divorced, not like what Rav said. Rav said it's only when there's Edom. You see from this Braisa that even by rumors we make them get divorced. So to that the Gemara says, and no, Amar Lach Rav, Rav will tell you that Hu Adin Da Afogav Duloy Asa Acher Va'afsake L'Kala. The halach of the Braisa is true, even if you don't have a middleman that married the woman, it's still, it's Iika Edom Afkinan, and Yileka Edom Loy Mafkinan. It's only if you have Edom that this man, that this other man was with her, so that's when we'll make them get divorced by the Eved. But if there's no Edom, if it's just rumors, we will not make them get divorced. So why does the Braisa speak specifically about a case where there was a middleman? This is what the Braisa is coming to stress. The Afogav Da'asa Acher Va'afsake L'Kala, even though there was a middleman who married her, still L'Chadchilo La'Yichnais. The Chiddush is that even still, even though there was a middleman that married her, and it's only rumors, it wasn't like there's Edom, it's only rumors, still we don't L'Chadchilo allow the accused Baal to be together with this woman. We don't allow them L'Chadchilo to get married. But B'di'evah, we won't make them get divorced because there's no Edom. So there's no kasher from the Braisa on Rav. Rav says that the din of our Mishnah that says that we make them get divorced is only when there's Edom. This Braisa, which speaks about, which is speaking about rumors, it's true even if there was no middleman. Even if there's no middleman, by rumors, we don't make them get divorced. It's only when there's Edom, that's when we make them get divorced. However, ask the Gemara another kasha on Rav. And Meisvei, the Gemara Sakasha, that Bamed Varim Amurim, when is the din of our Mishnah said? Meaning the din of our Mishnah that says that if the woman divorces her first husband and she marries the accused Baal, so we make them get divorced. We make her get divorced from the man who's being accused of having relationship with the Eishes Ish. When is that true that we make them get divorced? That's Kishain La Banim. That's only if she doesn't have children with her original husband. That's when we make her get divorced from the new husband. Avol Yesh La Banim, interestingly, if she has children with her first husband, so then Lai Teitzei. So then we do not make her get divorced from the accused Baal. The reason for that is because if she gets married to the accused Baal and we would make them get divorced, so then it makes it seem like we're really saying that it's verified that they had an illicit relationship. If we do that and she has kids with her first husband, so people are going to start putting into question the yichus of those children. They might start thinking that maybe those children are mamzerim and they didn't come from the woman together with her husband. They came from the woman together with a different man. So by us making her get divorced from the second man, we're going to cause rumors to be spread about the children that she had from her first husband. You see how far Chazal go. They understand the way people think, and therefore Chazal say that we're only going to make them get divorced if she doesn't have children from the first husband. But if she has children from the first husband, so then we're not going to make her get divorced from the second man. Now, says the Gemara, now Rav told us that the case of our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's Edom that she was together with the accused Baal. Then Bayu Ede Toma, so then Afilu Yeshul Kama Banim Teitzei. If there are Edom that say that she was together with this Baal, so then she's completely usher to him. Of course we're going to make them get divorced. It's true, it's going to be very unfortunate. It might be very unfortunate for the children of the first husband, but there's nothing to do about it. She's completely usher to the Baal. The halacha is that if an Eishes Ish is Mezana, she's usher to the Baal. So if we have Edom, like Rav says, that the case of our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's Edom, if we have Edom that she was together with this man, of course we should make them get divorced. So says the Gemara to answer that Rav Mukilo Lemasnisin B'yesh Labanim V'yesh La'edem. No, because Rav will tell you that our Mishnah is talking about a case where she has children. The reason why in our Mishnah we need it to be that there is Edim is because our Mishnah is talking about a case where she has children from the first husband. Meaning, Enachanami, Rav Batsim is Maskim. Rav is Maskim that if there's no children, so then you don't even need Edim. If there's no children, so then even a rumor will allow us to warrant us to make them get divorced. When Rav said that our Mishnah is talking about a case that there's Edim, it's because Rav understood that the Mishnah is talking about a case where she had children from the first husband. Since she had children from the first husband, so that's why we made it that there has to be Edim in order for us to make them get divorced. However, now ask the Gemara that umay duchke de Rav lo'ukme lemasnisin b'yesh l'banim v'yesh l'edim. Why did Rav specifically say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where she has children and therefore there are edim, and it needs to be that there's a case that there's edim that she was mezana with this other man utaymadika edim, and make it that the only reason why that she has to get divorced is because they're edim, that's why mafkinan v'leke edim loy mafkinan, and if there wouldn't be edim, so then we wouldn't make them get divorced. Why not just say, look, Ma, establish our Mishnah as discussing a case, b'she'in labanim, where she didn't have children with the first husband, and therefore, afal gav, deleke edim, and even if she didn't have edim, we would make them get divorced. Meaning, our Mishnah says that when there's rumors about a man being together with an eshes ish, if they then later on get married, we make them get divorced. So Rav said, there's two ways you could establish our Mishnah. You could say that she didn't have children with the first husband, and therefore, even though there's just rumors, that's why we make her get divorced from the accused bayo. Or you could say that she had children with the first husband, and it's talking about a case where there's edim, and that's why we make her get divorced from the accused bayo. Rav said our Mishnah is talking about the second case where there's edim and that she has children. Why did Rav do that? How did he know to say that? Maybe our Mishnah is just why couldn't he just say simply that there's no edim and she didn't have children from the first husband, so that's why we make her get divorced. So says the Gemara, because Amar Rava Masnisan Kashiase. Our Mishnah was difficult to him. Rav had a kasha on our Mishnah. He had a kasha that my area the Tani Hoitzi Uha. Why does our Mishnah say that this man, that the woman who there's rumors about her that she was Mizana, so the Mishnah says v'haytzi uha mitachas yaday. Haytzi uha is mashma that Bezdin made her get divorced. They made her get divorced from her first husband. Why does the Mishnah use that lashon that Bezdin divorced her? Listen, haytziya. Why doesn't the Mishnah just speak about a case where the husband decided to divorce her? Ella kol haytzi uha. Bezdin. The reason why the Mishnah says Haitziuha, that she was taken out, is because Bezdin took her out. Now, why would Bezdin take her out? If there's just rumors, so why would Bezdin make her get divorced? Because Bezdin be'edim hu demafki. Bezdin only would make her get divorced if there was edim. So that's why Rav said that the case of our Mishnah has to be talking about a case where there's edim, because it was mashma from the Mishnah that Bezdin made her get divorced from her first husband. So that's how Rav knew to say that it must be we're talking about a case where there's edim and she had children from her first husband, which is why we needed the edim. That's why Rav specifically explained the Mishnah in this way. Says the Gemara now that until now, so the Gemara basically asked two kashas on Rav. Rav said our Mishnah is talking about a case with his edim, and the Gemara brought two brises which seemed not like Rav, and Rav had an answer, the Gemara had an answer to defend Rav from each brisa. And in a way that the Mishnah could agree with each one of the two brises that we mentioned until now, and there's a way to answer it up, there's a way to answer up everything, and to make it that the Mishnah works together with both of the brises that we said until now. Says the Gemara now something new. Says the Gemara, v'bayiseima, you could say a different teretz. You could say that our Mishnah doesn't agree with the two brises. You're right, from the two brises it seems that even rumors, even without edim, even rumors is enough that we would make a woman get divorced from the accused bayal, even without edim. And einachanami, that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Rav says, it's only when there's edim. It's only when there's edim, that's when we'll make the woman get divorced from the accused bayal. And the brises says that even by rumors you make her get divorced from the accused Baal. And it's not a kasha because Ema Hani Masnyasa Rebihi. We have a Tana that says there's a Tana Rebbe who says that even rumors, we take rumors very seriously. And so it's a machlekes Tanoim. Rebbe Shita is that you take rumors very seriously. And we'll show that's Rebbe Shita in a moment. But Rebbe Shita is that we take rumors very seriously. And Rebbe is the Tana of the two Brises that we quoted. But the Mishnah is the Chachamim. The Mishnah is not going like Rebbe. The Mishnah is going like those who argue on Rebbe, and they say that we don't take rumors this seriously. But again, Rebbe is the Tana of the Brisa who says that we take rumors very seriously, and even by rumors, we make them get divorced. So where do we see that Rebbe holds that we take rumors very seriously? That we take even like simanim, even if there's no edim, even if it's just it looks bad, there's rumors or there's different simanim, that's enough to make a woman get divorced. The Tana, we learned in the Brisa. Now let's say you have a man who comes into his house. He comes home, and Reichel Yaitse. There's a peddler who's going from door to door, from house to house, and he's selling his wares, and he sees the man comes to his house, and he sees the peddler, the Reichel, is coming out of his house. And he comes into his house, and he sees V'isha Chogeres Besinar, and he sees that his wife is in the middle of putting on her undergarments. And the peddler was just in the house, and he's coming out. So Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said about this case, Hailu Mechur Hadar. Since it looks very bad, I mean, the peddler was just in the house and she's putting on her garments, so Tate say he has to divorce her. So you see, even though it's not Edim, it's just like a Raglayim Ladavar, there's a Simin, it's like something like rumors, still we make him divorce her. And similarly, Rebbe said another case, a similar type of case. Again, the peddler is coming out of the house, the man comes into his house, and he sees Reich Lamala Minakila, and he sees that there's some saliva on the bed. Rashi explains it, that's a Simin, that somebody was just having relationships in the bed, so he sees that there's this Reich on the bed. So Amar Rebbe Hayul Mechura Davar Teitze. Again, so Rebbe says about this case that since it looks very bad, so the man has to divorce his wife. And a third similar case, Menalayim Afuchim. If the man comes into his house, and again the peddler just walked out, and he comes into the room, and he sees that there are shoes that are facing the wrong direction, Tachas Amita, underneath the bed. So it seems like somebody was in a rush, that he was not knocking on the door, and somebody quickly rushed to get out of the house. In such a case, again, Amar Rebbe Hayul Mechur Adavar, it looks very bad. So Teitze, he has to divorce his wife. So you see that Rebbe Shita is that even when you don't have Edim, even when you just have different simanim, like rumors, these are all just like rumors, or all different types of simanim, that's enough that the man has to divorce his wife. So the Brises, which were clear, that even without Edim, the man has to, we would make the potential Baal divorce this woman, it's going like the Shita of Rebbe, who says that we take Simanim very seriously. But the Mishnah could be going not like Rebbe, and Mamela, there's no Kasha from the Braisa on the Mishnah, because the Braisa is simply a different Mandiamer. Now the Gemara just focuses on this last case of the Menalayim Hafuchim, that the husband walks in, and he sees that the shoes are facing the wrong direction underneath the bed, so ask the Gemara just a very simple question, the Menalayim Hafuchim Lechsi Demaninu. If he sees that there are shoes facing the wrong direction underneath the bed, it seems like somebody was rushing to get out of the house, so why doesn't he just check the shoes? They're either his shoes or they're the peddler's shoes. Why can't he just check the shoes if they're the peddler's shoes? So then he knows he has a problem. And if they're his own shoes, so then he could assume that he doesn't have a problem. What's the deal with this simon of the shoes being backwards? So says the Gemara, Elo makoy min alayim afuchem. It's not that he sees that the shoes themselves are backwards, the shoes aren't there, but the way Rashi explains is that he sees that there's an imprint in the dirt, that the shoes are backwards. He sees that someone was clearly rushing, someone was nervous, so that's when he has to divorce his wife.